Ron, you offered some great insight as to how, with the Lord's help, we can overcome the anger in ourselves. You also briefly mentioned how we can overcome the anger in others. With all that's going on right now in this country, let's talk a little more about that second one.
Sure thing, Brian. Let me begin by simply saying this. We overcome the anger around us the same way we overcome any sort of evil around us, and that's with good. To overcome a vice, you introduce a virtue. To overcome pride, you demonstrate humility. To overcome hate, you offer love. To put out a fire, and anger can be a fire, well, you don't fight it with fire because all that does is create more fire. Instead, you fight it with water. And the best water you'll find is the living water, who is Jesus Christ. Now, whoever said fight fire with fire misled an awful lot of people. What we're seeing at this moment in our country, well, Brian, it breaks my heart. The looting, the rioting, the arrogance and anger of the raging mobs who are selfishly placing their own desires over the health and well-being of others. It grieves me more than words can express. And it grieves the heart of God as well. Not only will it do no good, it will, and in fact already has, done untold amounts of harm. It has created more fire. A change in public policy will do no good, not really. Our only recourse is a change of heart. And that's why we, as believers in Jesus Christ, have a great opportunity right now to fight fire with water, to overcome evil with good, to get out of the weeds and into the Word, and in doing so, find the strength to be kind and gracious and loving in hopes of leading as many people as we can to salvation in Jesus. Let's not merely shun the darkness. Let's get out there and shine the light.